From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting tear gas fired at migrants in Greece. Police at the Greek-Macedonian border fired the tear gas at protesters, trying to pull down part of a fence separating the two countries. No arrests were made and no injuries were reported. The violence took place Wednesday at the Idomeni border crossing, the site of similar clashes with stranded migrants earlier in the week. International Monetary Fund experts are saying the risk of financial instability has risen in wealthy nations and remains high in emerging markets. Jose Vinales, a senior IMF official, told journalists Wednesday that recent market turmoil reflects faltering growth, rising uncertainty, and falling confidence among investors. He said financial markets have recovered much of the ground lost early this year, but he called that a warning that work needs to be done, not a sign that the danger has passed. A strong earthquake hit northern Myanmar Wednesday night. It was felt throughout the region and in parts of neighboring China and India. There have been no immediate reports of casualties. Russia and China want countries neighboring Syria to inform the UN if those countries discover that any extremist group wants to get chemical weapons. Both countries sent a draft resolution through the Security Council Wednesday, saying terrorists are a clear and present threat to Europe. The U.S. State Department is accusing authoritarian regimes around the world of suppressing their people with what it called increasing vigor and viciousness. Its 40th annual Human Rights Report says, quoting now, "Authoritarian governments stifle civil society because they fear public scrutiny and feel threatened by people coming together in ways they cannot control," end of quote. This is VOA News.